What are the challenges that you face right now?
I mean, we just try to tell our girls, you know, not to have too many highs and not to have too many lows. You know, it's been a bumpy road for sure, you know, especially coming off our year last year, you know, with leaving when we were still in the Elite Eight, and then starting this year. And then we were one of the first conferences that decided we were going to delay. So just trying to keep them grounded, and to, like I said, not get too low over this. I still believe, you know, right now for them that the PIAA is trying to do everything they can, you know, to make sure that they have a season. But it's hard. You know, I put myself in their shoes, and I know how emotionally invested I was when I played. So it's understandable that they would feel that way, too.
You were scheduled.
But like I said, just keeping them grounded.
You were scheduled to start practice on Monday. Yesterday at 4 o'clock, we get the news that you know, all high school activities delayed 3 weeks. What was the conversation like? What do you do? Do you send out a group text to everybody? Do you get on a Zoom call? What was the frustration that you heard from the players in your program when they heard that?
Well, I can't even just say, and I mean, it's frustration, but for them right now, it's just, I mean, they're crushed. They're so sad that, you know, they're not going to be in the gym on Monday and we're not going to be start playing on January 8th. But, you know, I just sent them out a remind and told them, you know, not to be discouraged and that I really do believe, you know, we're going to be back together in the gym this year. And we just got to control what we can control right now. And again, that's for us is just staying focused and staying positive that we're going to still have a season. So we're just trending in that direction.
What was their reaction? Because again, your girls have been through this before. You're in the state tournament and you have an opportunity to win a state title last year. It was taken away. Is there more of, goodness, here we go again. Is there more of that feeling within your program?
For sure. I mean, it's devastating for them. I mean, last year, I can't even describe to you how I felt for them because, you know, as a coach, you know, I had my time to play, you know what I mean? Like I had that experience and all you want for your kids when they work that hard is for them to have an opportunity to compete for a state championship. I mean, that's the ultimate goal when you play basketball in high school. So, you know, to see that taken away, they were devastated last year. And then when the news hit that, you know, we were delaying season, there were some tears at practice and, you know, some emotions, but like I said, they regrouped and they refocused and we just, you know, got back to work and focused on when we would start playing. So we're just going to do the same thing with this announcement that was made yesterday.
Okay, so the news as of now, and we talked with Jared Klausman yesterday, and he said it's a day-by-day, hour-by-hour situation. And that's really what it is. It is an hour-by-hour situation. So the news as of right now at 3:24 on Friday is it's delayed for 3 weeks. Okay, so what do you do for these next 3 weeks? How do you have your... Can you send out workouts on Zoom or some workout plans so that your girls can get it, you know, stay in shape?
Yeah. And I mean, this group, they're so hungry to win and they're so focused. And so I hate to say it, but I feel fortunate that I don't have to worry, you know, the next 3 weeks that they're just going to be sitting around doing nothing. I know that they're going to be working hard when we get back in the gym, but we'll send out workouts. We're thankful we have a program, Bolt, that does some strength and conditioning. So, you know, on top of their basketball skills, we're going to try and keep them in shape and keep them in their lifting routine so that when we pick back up, it's like we didn't miss a beat.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you follow this stuff closely day to day, what's coming out of the government's office, the COVID numbers and the read? Do you follow it so that you can be prepared for something that may or may, or do you do the opposite and just, again, in the sports, it is, you'll hear it a billion times, you control what you can control, and so you try to tune it out, just focus on what you have to do, tell your players to focus on what they have to do, and whatever happens politically, health-wise, it's just going to happen and we'll deal with it then.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in the beginning, I was somebody that, you know, I was watching the news every day. And then, you know, when things started to get better, you know, that we started to flatten the curve and everything, you know, I became, I hate to say, a little less interested, but we started then to really just gear up. We were back in the gym every day. We were excited about it. And then as numbers really started to pick up the last couple weeks, You know, I definitely have taken an interest back in it. And again, like you said, I have my own kids who are involved in a lot of activities too. So, you know, I had to look at my 8-year-old and tell him his birthday party on Sunday was canceled and his first basketball game was, you know, not going to happen on Saturday. So, you know, we're dealing with it, like you said, in home and, you know, at BG. So we definitely pay more attention now. You know, that the numbers are starting to surge again.
Christy Catt, girls basketball coach at BG, join us. We're talking about, you know, kids at the high school level, but I do want to ask you about, you know, your own kids being able to play summer baseball, soccer, things like that, because to me that is so important that kids were able to this year, some kids and kids in our region, have some level of normalcy and be able to get out and have those opportunities. Because I've read places around the country where a lot of kids didn't have summer baseball. They weren't able to have their fall soccer or football. And my heart breaks for those kids. So how fortunate do you, because you're seeing both sides. You had it taken away from your high school basketball team, but you did get to see your own children be able to play some sports this year.
Yeah, which was awesome. I mean, it was really hard for them at the end of last year too. You know, when they got sent home from school, and you know, at that age they really don't quite grasp or understand, you know, what they're going through. They just feel that isolation. So it was just like you said, they kept asking for, you know, kids to come over or why they couldn't go play with their friends. So that's kind of heartbreaking when you can't quite explain to your kids, you know, the severity of a situation that's going on. To them, all they really feel like is, you know, I can't see anyone. I'm staying in my house every day. So when we, you know, got the green light to play baseball this year, and like, and my other son got to play soccer this year, he got to wrestle a little bit. I mean, it was really important for their mental health. I mean, I really do believe that kids, you know, mentally are affected by this more than what some people can see. You know, maybe if their kids aren't involved in something, but I can just tell you firsthand, you know, my high school girls and my kids, mentally it was draining on them for sure. So the idea that we had a little bit of normalcy this summer was so awesome. I mean, they were so excited to play.
All right. I want to switch gears here with you real quick on one thing. Christy Catt from BG had a great college career at Duquesne as well. There is a college basketball topic right now. Mike Krzyzewski, a couple of days ago, came out and said maybe everything should be reassessed. Okay, and he's going to send his players home for a few days so that they can at least spend a little bit of time with family. College basketball is going on. And I'd asked Jim Ferry, the interim coach at BG or at Penn State earlier today, just a couple hours ago, do you think college basketball should be going on? Should the sport be being played? And he said the same thing that Nate Oates said, the Alabama coach, who said he completely disagrees with Mike Krzyzewski. Jim Ferry said, our players want to play. For their mental health, being here with their teammates, that's their sense of normalcy. Basketball is their sense. If they had to go home now, it would be worse for them. You're a high school coach. You played college basketball. How do you? What's your feeling on that whole situation? Should college basketball be going on, or should these kids be with their friends in college and still play?
I mean, here's the thing too. Like, I think they take a level of precaution at the college level that you can't really see at the high school level, where they're testing kids before they play. And you know, I watched at Duquesne a lot of the guys that played. If they weren't on the court, I don't think they would have stayed in school. And I truly mean that. So I think it is important for kids that are at school and they want to be at school that they have to have that outlet. And for a lot of kids, it's sports. And I think if you take that away, you would see a lot of kids leave colleges and maybe not come back. So you don't want to see that either. So again, I think that they're taking a really good precaution to keep everybody safe. And if somebody tests positive, then they're keeping them at home or they're canceling or delaying games. So honestly, right now, I think the NCAA is doing a pretty good job of trying to monitor the situation, but at the same time, give these programs a chance to play this year.
That's a good point, because if the kids go home, will they come back? Will they get sick themselves? I mean, let's be honest here, folks. home lives of a lot of college athletes are not great. They don't have the safety. They might be out, you know, getting around friends. They could get sick, and as Christy mentioned, they may not go back themselves. So it is interesting. I can understand both standpoints, but I did like what Nate. I'm glad some coach around the country stood up, because Coach K carries so much weight.
Oh yeah.
But Nate Oates came. I mean, he took a shot at Coach K. He said, "Do you think he'd be saying that if they hadn't just lost two non-conference games?"
Right.
But beside that, it does take some coaches to stand up and say, "Hey, we want our players here because they want to be here, and this is best for them."
Yes, exactly.
All right, Christy, I appreciate it. Best of luck. Hopefully, this 3-week delay is it, and that's all there is, and there's not another delay. And we're wondering what's going to happen with the season. So best of luck to you guys. Thanks for the time. Yeah.